This is ReachMD. Welcome to this medical industry feature titled Enhancing the Patient Colonoscopy Journey, Factors That Can Influence the Patient Experience. Sponsored by Ferring Pharmaceuticals, Incorporated. This program is intended for physicians. Here's your host, Dr. Sophie Balzora.
Since about one in four colonoscopies has an inadequate preparation, it's time we ask ourselves, what are we overlooking in our practices, and how can we better enhance the experience for our patients? This is ReachMD, and I'm Dr. Sophie Balzora. Joining me to talk about enhancing the patient journey and what that means for healthcare providers and their patients is Dr. Colleen Schmidt, gastroenterology expert from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Dr. Schmidt, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Balzora. I appreciate the opportunity to participate.
So why don't we start from the beginning, Dr. Schmidt? How do you reflect on the patient journey from initial consult to screening?
Well, it all starts off with a referral. We have a process where our staff reaches out to patients for an interview because it's important to understand the patient's medical history and other key information. That helps us determine which colonoscopy bowel prep is appropriate for them. We then have multiple steps in place, even for open access patients, as it's important to have multiple touch points with patients to ensure they follow the process correctly. Every patient has different needs and requires educational information in order to help prepare them for their colonoscopy. So whether the discussion is providing knowledge support for an ongoing problem or for a first-time screening exam, this education is an important factor, and it continues throughout the process. Failure to understand important parts of this information could reduce the effectiveness of screening.
What elements of a patient's experience are important clinically, and which do patients and physicians consider most important?
Ultimately, endoscopists want to hear our patients say it was no big deal. And without question, for all appropriate patients, a low-volume prep is preferred. I've been in practice for over 25 years and sometimes see patients now for their third screening and they say this was the best yet. We don't want the prep to be the thing that gets in the way of a patient returning for an examination. So today, there are three key factors that are essential for a good bowel preparation. The prep needs to be efficacious, it needs to be safe, and it needs to be palatable to the patient.
And can you tell us about ClenPic, sodium picosulfate, magnesium oxide, and anhydrous citric acid, oral solution, and the data that reflect a positive patient journey?
Sure. Well, let's start with efficacy. ClenPic's FDA approval was based on clinical studies of another oral formulation of sodium picosulfate, magnesium oxide, and anhydrous citric acid. In the split-dose trial, 84% of patients achieved excellent or good cleansing of the overall colon using the Aaronchick scale. This assesses the colon before washing and suctioning. For the secondary endpoint, 90% of patients achieved successful cleansing of the ascending colon, which was defined as excellent, good, or fair using the Ottawa scale. Additional data describing the efficacy and safety of ClenPic was recently published in Therapeutic Advances in Gastroenterology by Hookey and colleagues. This randomized, assessor-blinded, multi-center, non-inferiority study compared split-dose ClenPic, the SPMC oral solution, to split-dose picosulfate magnesium oxide citric acid powder for reconstitution. Based on the Aaronchick scale, which again assesses the colon prior to washing and suctioning, 88% of patients achieved successful cleansing of the overall colon, the primary endpoint. In addition, 94% achieved successful cleansing of the ascending colon, 96% of the transverse colon, and 95% of the descending colon, which was the secondary endpoint. For the secondary endpoint, the investigators scored the colon using the Boston Bowel Prep Scale, which is conducted upon withdrawal and after all washing and suctioning is performed. ClenPic is also well tolerated, so with regard to safety, the most common adverse reactions observed in greater than 2% of patients were nausea in 3%, headache in 3%, and hypermagnesemia in 2%. The hypermagnesemia levels were transient and not associated with any clinically significant outcomes. 8 of the 9 patients with hypermagnesemia returned to baseline within 24 to 48 hours, and one patient returned to baseline by the 7-day follow-up visit. In addition, vomiting was observed in only 1% of patients. To reflect on the patient experience, the new ClenPic study evaluated patient compliance and tolerability using the Mayo Clinic Bowel Preparation Questionnaire. The results show 99% of patients completed the majority of the ClenPic prep. 90% felt that the prep was easy or acceptable to take, and 98% said they would be mostly or somewhat willing to take ClinPic again. These results from the questionnaire demonstrate a favorable tolerability profile and a very positive willingness to use ClinPic in the future.
Thanks for breaking all of that down for us, Dr. Schmidt. And before we wrap up, how do you shift the focus back to the patient experience and away from the caregiver to ensure satisfaction?
More and more, we are moving toward providing the optimal patient experience in healthcare. From the time the patient calls the office until after they are discharged from the endoscopy unit. This experience will include multiple touch points from our entire team and should be a significant part of our focus. For bowel preparation in particular, this experience needs to be easy to achieve the desired goal. This is to complete a high-quality colonoscopy for our patient in one visit.
Well, with that, I want to thank Dr. Colleen Schmidt for joining me to discuss how we can improve compliance and tolerability in patients who are preparing to undergo a colonoscopy. Dr. Schmidt, it was great speaking with you today.
I enjoyed the opportunity. Thank you, Dr. Balzora.
For those listening, ClinPic indication for use and important safety information follow. Indication: ClinPic oral solution is indicated for cleansing of the colon as a preparation for colonoscopy in adults. Important safety information: ClinPic is contraindicated in the following conditions: patients with severe renal impairment, creatinine clearance less than 30 milliliters per minute, gastrointestinal obstruction or ileus bowel perforation, toxic colitis or toxic megacolon, gastric retention, or in patients with unknown hypersensitivity to any of the ingredients in ClinPic. Patients should be advised to hydrate adequately before, during, and after use of ClinPic, and post-colonoscopy lab tests should be considered if a patient develops significant vomiting or signs of dehydration, including orthostatic hypotension, after taking ClinPic. Patients with electrolyte abnormalities should have them corrected before treatment. Use caution when prescribing ClinPic for patients that have conditions or are using medications that increase the risk for fluid and electrolyte abnormalities. Use caution in patients who have conditions or are taking concomitant medications that increase the risk for seizures, such as those taking medications that lower the seizure threshold, patients withdrawing from alcohol or benzodiazepines, or patients with known or suspected hyponatremia. Use caution in patients with impaired renal function or taking medications that may affect renal function, as well as patients at increased risk of arrhythmias, including those patients with a history of prolonged QT, recent myocardial infarction, unstable angina, congestive heart failure, or cardiomyopathy. Osmotic laxatives may produce colonic mucosal aphthous ulcerations, and there have been reports of more serious cases of ischemic colitis requiring hospitalization. Concurrent use of additional stimulant laxatives with ClinPic may increase this risk. Use caution in patients with severe active ulcerative colitis. Use caution in patients with impaired gag reflex, as they may be at risk for regurgitation or aspiration during administration of ClinPic. The safety of ClinPic has been established from adequate, well-controlled trials of another oral formulation of sodium picosulfate, magnesium oxide, and anhydrous citric acid. Most common adverse reactions in those trials were nausea, headache, and vomiting. ClinPic can reduce the absorption of co-administered drugs. Do not take oral medications within 1 hour of starting ClinPic. Administer tetracycline and fluoroquinolone antibiotics, iron, digoxin, chlorpromazine, and penicillamine at least 2 hours before and not less than 6 hours after administration of ClinPic to avoid chelation with magnesium. You are encouraged to report negative side effects of prescription drugs to FDA. Visit fda.gov/medwatch or call 800-FDA-1088. To see the full prescribing information, visit ClinPic.com. The preceding program was sponsored by Ferring Pharmaceuticals, Incorporated. To listen to other programs in this series, please visit ReachMD.com/NextGenBowelPrep. This is ReachMD. Be part of the knowledge.